Ready-to-eat cereals continue to dominate their share of the market, but oatmeal has been making up some ground over the last few years. According to a market research firm in Chicago, dollar sales in the hot cereal oatmeal category surpassed $1.3 billion in 2018, up 1.3% from the previous year. Maybe it's the convenience, the healthiness, the variations, or the low cost. Whatever the case, oatmeal appears to be hot. And if you're not into sitting down to a big bowl, there's always oatmeal cookies, cake, muffins, pancakes, the list goes on and on. We'll cover as much of it as we can during this edition of Food Friday. Christy Morrison is the senior editor of special projects at America's Test Kitchen. Christy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be here.
Now, are you an oatmeal eater yourself, and how do you like it, if so?
I am. I love oatmeal. I like to make a batch at the beginning of the week, and I kind of play with my mix-ins and maybe do some dried cherries one week or some orange and cranberry another week or stir in some almond butter. You know, I like to, variety is good.
Now, before we dig into more variety and the varieties of the oats itself, just in general, in the food world, it seems like, you know, oatmeal is not exactly your glorious ingredient, the one that everybody wants to talk about. Does it get kind of overlooked amidst all the other fancier, trendier ingredients?
Well, I guess it could, but I kind of think, you know, when you were talking about the sales going up, it seems like, you know, it's one of those classics and people tend to, you know, we see a lot of kicking it old school kind of lately. So, I mean, yeah, it's not as sexy as like farro, I suppose, but, you know, it's consistently good. It's easy to find and it's relatively inexpensive.
Let's talk about the different kinds of oats out there. There's rolled, which is honestly what I usually use. There's quick. There's the steel cuts. People seem to like some other stuff. Tell us how to tell those apart and what they're good for.
Sure. So, steel cut are the least processed of most of the oats that you would find. They basically are just the oat groat, which is the grain without the husk on it, and it's chopped up. So it's still pretty dense. It takes longer to cook than other kinds of oats, but it holds on to more of its nutritional value. It's got more nutty flavor and chewier when you eat it. So it's great in oatmeal. Rolled oats start with the same grain, but they're steamed first and then they're rolled, hence the name, through heavy rollers. So they become thinner and, you know, between the steaming, which makes them quicker cooking, and the increased surface area that you have, they take a lot less time to cook. So rolled oats or old-fashioned oats are what you find for a lot of oatmeals, but also what you would use if you were making, you know, like a crumble or a crisp for a topping. It's probably what you would use in most muffins or baked goods. And then instant oats or even quick oats. Quick oats are rolled even thinner than rolled oats. So, you know, obviously less time to cook. And instant oats are kind of chopped up and rolled and pressed. So, you know, they take no time. But the more processed they are, the less flavor you're going to have. So, you know, steel cut oats are way more flavorful and chewy in texture than rolled or quick oats.
And we've got your recipe for 10-minute steel cut oatmeal posted at WPR.org/Food Friday. What's the best way? How do we take those steel cut oats and make some great oatmeal out of them?
I love this recipe, and this is no joke. This is the one that I use all the time. So steel-cut oats can take up to 40 minutes to cook, which is not ideal in the morning, obviously. So you take them and you boil most of the water that you would use to cook them over at, you know, at night. Add the oats, put a lid on the pot, turn off the heat, and let them sit while you sleep. And then when you wake up, they take about 5 minutes to simmer, and then they sit for 5 minutes off the heat, and they're done. So it's just it's a great method that takes this longer cooking grain and makes really easy work out of it. And you still get all the flavor, and you can always stir in some ingredients. It's a simple approach to the, you know, the most clear-cut kind of oatmeal.
Christy Morrison is with us from America's Test Kitchen. It's Food Friday. We're bringing oatmeal back. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite ways to cook oatmeal or make other stuff with oats or your questions for Christy. Let's bring on a caller now. Tom is with us in Janesville. Tom, hello.
Well, hello. I just thought I'd call in with my favorite oatmeal recipe, and I've been doing it for years, and I actually prefer rolled oats. And what I do is put like a half a cup in a bowl, put enough milk on it to just come to the top, put it in the microwave for 90 seconds, and it soaks it up and becomes nice, but it's still a little chewy, you know, like she likes her steel-cut oats. And then I put on a little cream, a pat of butter, and a couple dashes of Louisiana hot sauce.
Ooh, okay. Tom, thanks a lot for sharing that. And Christy, I know some people, you know, I guess I'm old-fashioned or something. I just, you know, put on maybe the butter and cream and maybe brown sugar. A lot of people like savory versions of oatmeal. Can you talk about, like, that hot sauce version? Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, Tom, you can make breakfast for me anytime. That sounds great. We actually did a couple different variations with savory flavors in mind, where, you know, while you're waiting for the oatmeal to cook, you can saute some mushrooms and onion and maybe stir in some spinach to make it wilt, and then mix it in just like you would if you were making risotto. Or, you know, if you think of the oatmeal more like polenta or grits, which it's, you know, a very close cousin to, you know, it wouldn't be odd at all to put savory ingredients on top of those. So you can use oatmeal in exactly the same way. Just, you know, don't put your sugar in when you add your pat of butter, and you can play with all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's a little weird. We've taken this one grain, oats, and decided that's for breakfast. When in fact, right, you could use it in a place where you use a lot of different kinds of grains in for, you know, for lunch or dinner or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. And I also think, you know, a lot of people like savory breakfasts. You know, they like eggs with hot sauce and things like that, but you wouldn't think of making oatmeal that way. So, yeah, it's very versatile.
Let's bring on another caller at 800-642-1234. Lynn is with us in Eau Claire. Lynn, hello.
Good afternoon. And here's your savory breakfast. It's Gritzwurst.
Gritzwurst.
Gritzwurst. And you can find it in older cookbooks. I learned to make it from my mother-in-law. It was generally made around butchering time with leftovers. I use boiling or cheap cuts of beef and pork, steel-cut oats, onions, and predominantly, it's allspice. That's the. And it's amazing. I will put the recipe on the Facebook page, and it's labor intensive, but it's really worth it. And I make it like 40 pounds of it at a time.
Wow.
Because my family loves it.
No,
it's amazing.
I got to ask, it's got Wurst in the name. Do you actually make it into a sausage at the end of it?
No, it's bulk.
Okay.
And it's cooked, and then we freeze it, and then you take it out and you put butter in a pan, and then you get it all crispy and fry it up, and then we spread it on toast.
Wow.
It's decadent.
Lynn, so, thank you so much. I hadn't heard of that. Go ahead, Christy.
It sounds a little like Scrapple, or we did a recipe in Cook's Country. I forget, it was like Geta, maybe, but it's definitely a similar thing where you use a grain and some cheaper cuts of meat and almost make a patty out of it and fry it, and it's a delicious way to stretch food and make something really delicious, especially for breakfast.
Lynn, thanks for sharing Gritzwurst with us. It's Food Friday. We're talking about the many uses of oatmeal. Christy Morrison is with us, senior editor of special projects at America's Test Kitchen. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you like your oatmeal? What do you put in it or on it? Are you looking for ideas to jazz up your bowl? Or do you cook different things? Do you bake with oatmeal? Do you do savory dishes with oats in it in one form or another? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can find a few recipes that Christy has shared with us over at wpr.org/Food Friday. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Christy Morrison from America's Test Kitchen. It's oatmeal today. We've got three of Christy's favorite oatmeal recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. 10-minute steel-cut oatmeal, classic chewy oatmeal cookies, and turkey meatloaf with ketchup brown sugar glaze, which I thought was a mistake, but it has oats in it too. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your oatmeal favorites. Christy, we have full phone lines, which we always do. Oatmeal is caller gold for some reason. But before we go to some more callers, I want to check out another recipe, the classic chewy oatmeal cookies you shared with us.
Yeah, let's talk about them. They're delicious.
Yeah. What makes them so good? And again, this is America's Test Kitchen version of a classic. It means you've done the lab work. You know what's really going to come out great.
Right. And these actually started by looking at the back of the Quaker oat tub, like lots of people do. But we wanted a really chewy, oaty cookie that was crispy on the edges and chewy and dense in the middle. And part of the way we got there was by using melted butter. And we ended up browning it to give it even more flavor. Getting rid of a lot of excess flour so that the oats are really front and center, and using some vegetable oil also. And that combination with the melted butter just gave us this great chew. I like them without the raisins. I know that's, you know, heading into really sketchy territory.
But, I'm right there with you.
but they are so good and really easy to make too.
You can find that at WPR.org/Food Friday. Back to your calls now. Catherine is with us in Wanakee. Catherine, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
What do you want to share?
I absolutely love steel cut or Irish oatmeal, I believe it's called, with fresh cranberries, or I'll have them frozen in the, keep them frozen. Brown sugar. I cook cranberries, oatmeal, brown sugar all together, and then I throw walnuts in at the end. I'll make an entire batch at the beginning of the week and eat it all week. And I always eat it with butter, never with cream or milk, and it is delicious.
And Catherine, is this something you have just about every day, or is this something you kind of come and go with?
Well, just about every day. It's so good for you. It will, you know, it'll last. You don't get hungry until, if you have it at 8 o'clock, you don't get hungry until 3. So it's really an amazing breakfast.
Catherine, thank you so much for sharing that. Christy, do you have any other berries or nuts you like to mix in with the oatmeal?
Oh my goodness. Well, I love pecans in my oatmeal. Catherine, that sounded delicious. I'll have to try that. I'm with you on the butter. Any dried fruit is great. We also have done, I've shredded apples and mixed that in towards the end too. So, and kind of done like an apple cinnamon. That's good. I really haven't put a fruit in there that I didn't like. Banana and almond butter might be one of my favorites.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Wanda now in Sun Prairie. Wanda, hello.
Hello. I'm calling with, and I'm glad nobody said it yet, but I found a recipe for an oatmeal smoothie. And you start with a half a cup of dry oats. You don't cook them at all. Put them in the blender and blend them up. And then you put in a banana, and then strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, whatever berries you can find. And then a half a cup of milk, and blend it up with an ice cube or two. And I've been doing it every morning for, I'm a teacher, so a whole school year. And I've lost weight. I feel great. And it's really my only trick that I've changed in my diet.
Wow.
It's really, really good.
Wanda, thank you so much. And I do that sometimes with my smoothies, start out by grinding up some oats. I say sometimes because my wife doesn't like it. So it's only when I'm making smoothies just for Rob. Christy, have you put oats in smoothies ever?
I haven't. I think that sounds great. I have done the overnight oats, you know, where you just mix them with milk or yogurt and let them soften overnight. But I really like that idea of putting them in the smoothie. So it's kind of like using oat milk, except much less expensive. And you've got all those vitamins and nutrients. And oh, that sounds great.
Thanks for the call. Susan joins us next in Glendale. Susan, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
How do you like your oatmeal, Susan?
this is, everybody says this is very strange. I'm 63, and when I was about four, we spent 7 months in Germany with my mom's family, and I had a cousin who made for breakfast in the morning raw oatmeal, not the quick cook. It had to be steel cut or the other one. And he would put some in a bowl, add a little milk to make it moist, and then add sugar, and they use Nestle's Quick, which is what we always use, and I absolutely love it to this day.
Huh. So it's just kind of like using the oats as cereal, pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. You just let it sit for a little while, and it gets real nice and chewy and nutty. But people are totally grossed out by eating it raw.
And that's not so. They put oats in like granola, right, Christy? Is that weird?
Sure. No. I mean, as long as you know you didn't chip a tooth or anything, if you let them sit in up. And you were using the steel cut, you said, right?
She did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's so much you can do with oats and oatmeal, and you know, if it's working for you, then it's great, especially in these kind of applications where you're not baking with it. It's really not going to matter as long as it's to your taste.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. It's Food Friday. Christy Morrison is with us from America's Test Kitchen. We are cooking with oats and oatmeal. And this was the surprise recipe to me. Oats involved in this one, a turkey meatloaf. What are the oats? What are they doing there?
Well, you know, we usually put some kind of a panade or, you know, some bread and some milk in meatloaf to kind of keep the meatloaf juicy. Turkey meatloaf is a lot harder because it's really lean, and turkey tends to cook up kind of mushy and not have a lot of texture. So we found that using some quick oats in there helped to keep the turkey from just binding together into a stiff mass. And it also helps soak up some of the turkey's juices and keep all the moisture inside the turkey loaf. And it was really good and kind of off the wall,
One key tip in the recipe was don't use the super lean, the like 99% fat-free ground turkey. You want something with a little bit of fat in it here.
Right. And that's going to give it more flavor too. I mean, it's already relatively lean compared to ground beef or meatloaf mix. And so definitely want to use the 93%. And in this case, we liked quick oats. Although if you take some rolled oats and chop them up, they'll work too.
Let's go back to some of our many callers on oatmeal. Carol is with us in Mosinee. Carol, hi.
Hi there. Hey, I make my own granola about every 2 weeks with real maple syrup. And then in the mornings, I found this amazing thing. I use half, I do the granola. I always put ginger in my granola too when I'm making it, fresh ginger when I'm drying it out. And then I just found that if I do half almond milk and a little bit, maybe not quite half, unsweetened coconut milk, from the can, mm-hmm. not the hard part on top that condenses, but the juice in there. It is like ice cream on top of granola. It's fantastic.
Sounds pretty rich, Carol. Thanks a lot. Advice on making our own granola, too. Christy, what do you think of Carol's suggestions there?
I think that sounds great. Coconut milk, you've got me pretty much any way you want to use it. I think that's great. The thing with granola, you know, you can make it leaner, you know, by adding more oil or more butter. You can add different flavors to it. But I think it's then, you know, how you use it. I even like to sprinkle a little granola on my oatmeal. So I know that I'm, you know, like oat on oat, but it's nice to have the different textures.
Thanks for the call. We'll go next to Nancy with us in Milwaukee. Nancy, hi.
Hello. My thought about oatmeal is that when it's mixed after it's cooked, if you mix it with applesauce in your dish and also mix in some walnuts, or maybe some other kind of nut, whichever you might prefer. But a combination of oatmeal and applesauce is just wonderful.
Ooh, that sounds great. Christy, mixing in something like applesauce, like kind of similar but different texture there mixed in.
Sure, and then you don't have to worry about, you know, adding fresh fruit you have to kind of let it soften or pre-cook it. The applesauce is already done. It's already sweetened. I think that's a great mix in.
Thanks for the call. Patty joins us next in Madison. Patty, hello.
Hello. Okay, so I love steel cut oats, and I have figured out a way to give it a more toasty, nutty flavor. I take my steel cut oats, probably about a quarter of a cup, and gently saute them in butter for about 10 minutes and get them toasty. They almost even pop, like popcorn. But then I throw that into the boiling water and proceed to cook it for the 20 minutes or so. But I do that with lots of different grains, and steel cut oats, it really works for me. So wanted to share that.
Pre-sauteing the oats in butter, Christy.
I'm totally on board. I mean, we do that with couscous and a lot of times with rice if we're doing pilaf. I mean, just adding some of that browning, you're bringing out the sugars and the nutty flavor. Oh, Patty, I'm on board.
Thanks a lot for the call. Time for one more caller on Food Friday. Beth is with us in Milwaukee. Beth, hi.
Hi. So this is the official breakfast for my ski racers at the Great American Birkebeiner every year. And it's a Morning Glory pancake where you soak the oatmeal overnight in buttermilk. And then the next morning you mix it with flour and eggs and baking powder, a little bit of sugar, and then fry them up and serve it with walnut butter.
And that keeps people going on the trail all day?
It keeps them going on the trail, and I started it 1 year, and now they demand it every year.
I love it.
The 1 year my youngest kid beat his older brother, he swore it was the pancakes that were the reason.
Beth, thank you so much for sharing that. Christy, just a few moments left. Any of the ideas you heard from our listeners that you're going to try this weekend?
Oh, my gosh, those pancakes sound fantastic. I also really love the cranberry, mixing the fresh cranberries in, too. That sounded interesting. There's just so many things you can do with oatmeal. And you know, you can kind of, most of the time, you don't have to decide until right at the end. So if you're wishy-washy like I am in the morning about what I feel like, it works great.
Christy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Christy Morrison with us from America's Test Kitchen. Find some oatmeal recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time.